Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Friday, the 13th of March. I hope you're well. Coming up,
the US Navy, possibly backed by an international coalition, will be entering the Straits in the days ahead.
US taking action to stabilise the oil crisis and many counties under a snow and ice warning. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the US Treasury Department will ease sanctions of Russian oil to stabilise global energy markets as the conflict in the Middle East continues. The move will allow the sale of Moscow's crude oil and petroleum products for the next month. It comes as the US Treasury Secretary said its navy could be used to protect ships in the Strait of Hormuz. Scott Bessent says he also wants to see international partners join the effort.
As soon as it is militarily possible, the U.S. Navy, perhaps with an international coalition, will be escorting vessels through.
A gunman who rammed a vehicle into a synagogue in Michigan in the U.S. has been shot dead. Officials say the suspect drove into the doors of Temple Israel in West Bloomfield before the vehicle caught fire. Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard had this update.
No kids, this is the important thing, no kids or no staff was injured whatsoever. So we have no victims other than one of the lead security people was hit by the car and was taken to the hospital for treatment. That individual should be okay.
Funding of €5 million has been announced for new partnership projects between Ireland and the UK. The funding will support initiatives in theatre, music and the arts. The announcement was made at a reception in Cork last night, attended by the British Prime Minister Keir Starmer and Taoiseach Micheál Martin. Speaking at the event, the British Prime Minister said the projects reflect the close relationship between the two countries.
To be in Cork, Micheál, is very special. Not only because you started your political career here, but as you were telling me a moment ago, I think your father boxed in here, your dad, in this very hall. So a huge amount of personal history, as well as so much else history. And it is a place of real significance for the bond between the United Kingdom and Ireland.
Too many homes are being used for short-term lets. Threshold says there are now over 8,600 second homes advertised for short-term let compared to 2,100 homes available for rent. It wants the government to put steps in place to tackle the regulation. Threshold's Anne-Marie O'Reilly says Kerry has the highest number.
Unsurprisingly, we can really see it in a lot of the tourist hotspots. So when we looked at the data, we saw that Kerry actually has the highest ratio. So there were 33 advertised homes to rent compared to over 1,000 short-term holiday nets.
The Health Minister is meeting the global CEO of BAM today over the National Children's Hospital. It's expected Jennifer Carol McNeill could be told of another delay to the project, which was due to be completed by the end of next month. Sinn Féin Health spokesperson David Cullinan says the government isn't calling out the contractor on the delays.
They signed us up to a contract that was an absolute disaster, where it's obvious that the state, the minister and the cabinet are not able to hold the contractor to account. And what we've been left with is a hospital that's still not complete, years past its completion date, still no certainty around when it will be finished and how much it will be cost. And still a single child hasn't been treated in that hospital.
Met Éireann is warning of difficult travelling conditions this morning. A status yellow snow and ice warning remains in place for 11 counties until 9 a.m. There could be accumulations on high ground. Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather says the remainder of the day will be cold.
A bitterly cold day today with a really biting wind chill. That will be alongside some wintry showers early this morning of sleet and snow, but they will turn to rain as we go through the morning and into the afternoon.
And in sport, in racing, it's the final day of the Cheltenham Festival. Here's Rupert Bell.
This Gold Cup promises to be a race for the ages, but inevitably the main focus will be on the horse owned by former football manager Harry Redknapp. His The Jukebox Man won a dramatic King George at Kempton over Christmas, but is going to have to be at his best to give his owner what he has described as something that is beyond his wildest dreams, to win Jumping's Blue Riband. Among his chief rivals are Django Bay, as well as the Willie Mullins-trained Gaelic Warrior, and should the expected rain come, it could play into the hands of Haiti Couleurs.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here on Monday. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.